just with the safety tactor on. It's good up to about 100 cycles. It'll relock, but it gets a little annoying, so it's better on a one-on-one. And the sideband feature ain't too shabby either. Allows you to use an R390 and use the filters in it as far as bandwidth to... along with the sync detector. So in slot bucket, even in an AKC bandwidth, it's very easy to tune. Anyway, I don't know if I've done it for a while. This is K3ZRF.
WB3HUZ.
Wait a minute, I thought you were W3Z.
Oops. Old habits die hard.
I was telling Bill I built a little box so that I can incorporate the vertical antenna and the second receiver on the FT-1000. And it's a little box that'll take it, make and break, and take it to ground. I was drilling and blasting this afternoon. That felt good. Metal shavings everywhere, and all that. I'll wire it in the morning. The little relay, I sat on a little pad of silicon squeeze, so that, when I'm on the air, it doesn't go dink.